This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, January 3rd. Well, yesterday, the grain markets were under some pressure to start the new year, led by soybeans, as we're seeing much better rain across the northern and central parts of Brazil. That should help those crops, especially the later planted crops. Early season crops, especially the further north you go, they're actually getting into harvest, and yields there are very low. We're hearing 10 to 12 bushels an acre, but those were on fields that, again, were planted early into very dry conditions, and they just never got the relief. So we are seeing production estimates start to come down for Brazilian soybeans. Cordier, he's got Brazil production estimate at around 151, that 151 million tons. So that's down 2 million from his estimate last month. So again, the rains appear to be coming. The pattern shift has arrived. We got good rains over the weekend and the holiday season, and the forecast calls for much better rains again across those dry areas. So it does look like the tide has turned for the weather patterns in those key areas of Brazil. But for those early planted crops, it's just too late. So we are going to see some yield drag from those for the nationwide yield, and also production estimates have been ratcheting lower anyway over the last couple weeks, but we're just starting to see more concrete numbers. But wheat and corn markets tagged along with soybeans pressure yesterday. We did see the dollar up sharply, so that was going to create some pressure for the grain markets. In addition, we see that ethanol values have come down sharply as well over the last couple weeks. So that's a drag on corn. So everything was just under pressure to start the year. Traders are coming back to their desks. They've been short grains for months and months. We did see some short covering coming into the holidays, which is not unusual. They're going to, you know, take those position sizes down as they take a vacation. But they are coming back, and it appears they want to be on the short side of this grain space. We did get some crush reports. Yesterday's soy crush for November was at a record high, 200 million bushels. That's up 10 million bushels over November of 2022. Ethanol crush used 455 million bushels of corn. That was up 1% over last year. Coming back to weather, we mentioned this yesterday, but Russia has been seeing some extremely cold weather bearing down coming from the north. We're seeing that in the central region over to the Volga and then over to Siberia. It's 20 to 30 below zero, and that looks like it's going to stick around for a few days. So probably we're going to see some winter kill from that. We don't see a lot of snow cover, so it's shaping up to be one of those famous winters that Russia can get. And normally they presume about a 10% winter kill anyway, but the last couple of years they've not had that. They've had some pretty mild winters and some excellent growing seasons. This year, at least from a winter perspective, it looks like that's probably not going to be the case. And again, this is one event, but they did have an event earlier. A major cold snap came through here about a month ago. So we're getting another one. It looks like it's going to stick around a little bit longer, and it's in the heart of winter, of course. But I would think that coming out of this winter, you're probably at least looking at average 10% winter kill. So that sets the stage for a little bit of a drop in production from what they're used to seeing over these last couple years. And sticking with the Black Sea, we see Ukraine reporting that it has moved 13 million tons of cargo through its new shipping lanes since the marketing year began. That compares to 10 million that they reported about a month ago. So they're averaging around 3 million tons of cargo per month, which isn't stellar, but at least it's something. And they are moving not only grain, but just cargo in general. Now, they did have one of those ships hit a mine, but it looks like they are going to stick to moving freight through that corridor. They really don't have a lot of other choices other than to bring it over land initially and get it to other export facilities in Eastern European countries, which they're also doing. But this is just much faster and cheaper for them. And we've seen that in their shipping costs that have declined, especially for wheat and corn, over the last couple months. We've seen their shipping costs come down notably, making them much more competitive with Russia. And speaking of shipping, Maersk Shipping Lines announced yesterday that they were halting all shipments through the Red Sea, and it looks like they're going to take those vessels south around Africa. So it's obviously going to take way more time and cost more money, but at least they don't have to deal with terrorists. And they said until further notice. So here we are, you know, the terrorist activity really starting to have an impact on the shipping lanes. Yesterday, we got some monthly crop condition updates for several states. We'll take a look at a few of those for wheat. In Montana, we're sitting at 43% good to excellent. That's down 15 points from the report a month ago, but it's still up 10 over a year ago. In Kansas, 43% good to excellent. That's up 11 over last month and up 24 over last year. Soil moisture for topsoil rated at 53% adequate to surplus. Subsoil at 41% adequate to surplus. In Nebraska, we're at 48% good to excellent for wheat. That's down 1 from last month, but up 30 from a year ago. Moisture at 48% adequate to surplus for topsoil, and subsoils at 34%. In Colorado, wheat was rated 61% good to excellent. That's down 4 from last month and up 11 from a year ago. Moisture was at 55% adequate. That's up 16 over what they reported last year. And for subsoil at 54% adequate, that is up 17 over where they were a year ago. In Oklahoma, wheat was rated 67% good to excellent. That is up 29 points over a year ago. For moisture, they're at 76% adequate to surplus. That's up 32 points over where they were a year ago. And subsoil is at 55% adequate to surplus. That's up 21 points over a year ago. Also, they rated that 53% of the wheat is being grazed. That's up 21 points over a year ago. In Illinois, for soft red wheat, we're at 55% good to excellent. That's down 17 points from a month ago and down 13 points from a year ago. So overall, wheat conditions, especially hard red winter wheat, are much better than they were a year ago. Moisture conditions are much better than a year ago. So assuming we get out of the winter relatively unscathed, we're looking at much better yield prospects for hard red winter wheat. The question is, what are the plantings going to be? And we'll get that answer next Friday on January 12th, where we'll have the winter wheat plantings, quarterly stocks, and the monthly supply-demand report. So a big day next Friday. But winter wheat plantings are expected to be down anywhere from 1.5 to 2 million acres, And that's largely because of the lower guaranteed price. So farmers looking for other crops, but kind of keep that in mind. You know, wheat is on a downward trajectory here after yesterday and kind of just in the bigger picture. But, you know, a big change in acres definitely would shift the fundamental outlook as well. So if we continue to work our way lower over the next few days, we're going to get down into some pretty solid support levels, especially in Kansas City. I think that sets us up for a buy opportunity, especially coming into that acreage report. Just some things to keep in mind. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.